We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Did you see the thing? It was like, you know, WAP. What's it called? Wet this pussy.
Wet that pussy. Nobody. Do you know WAP, PJ? Are you familiar with WAP?
What did I say? It's
what? What? That's pussy.
Did you see the tweet at all? And it was like, WAP. And it was like, W, where's my cat? A, ah, there's my cat. And then it was P.
No.
I got some laugh off it. Sometimes just silly bits like that make me laugh. Anyway. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Do you think people do the woo with us as they're listening?
Well, I saw someone tweeted saying that she does the woo.
She does the woo.
She does the woo as well.
Who else does the woo?
Who else is wooing, girls?
Can we get a woo woo if you do the woo?
No.
No, I hated that.
Too fair.
I hated that the moment it left my mouth. How are we doing, girlies?
How are we? Happy International Podcasting Day.
How could we forget?
We actually did. We never clue what was going on, lads. Yeah. We were getting tagged in loads of stuff there. People being like, Happy International Podcasting Day.
Well, I wouldn't say loads.
Well, Acast, the publisher, tagged us in something.
How do people feel about National Podcasting Day?
How do we feel about any
national holidays that's made up?
They're just random. Like, anyone can make a national day. I googled it, and like as long as it gets popular,
yeah,
people can have one,
can get away with it.
We could make like a national like skiddy bang day, and it's a day when everyone just has a skiddy bang. No one goes to work.
Yeah,
pure pranks, but not too much hijinks.
National Lisp Day, where you're only allowed to talk if you have a lisp. Now I don't know how that will come about.
Because everyone be getting spat on. Just lisps, like. Like you'd be always spitting on me.
What other holidays are there?
There's like National Coffee Day and stuff already exists.
Oh, but they're so basic.
Yeah.
The gay intern.
The gay intern, come out for that.
We give the gay intern such a hard time, don't we?
But they're the backbone of the company.
They are, to be fair.
Sorry, girls, I just made a lovely cuppa.
Well, you were having a coffee, I'm having a cuppa. Had to pop to the shops just before the record, realised we had no milk in the fridge.
Sans milk.
Quel cauchemar.
Cauchemar.
What a nightmare. French, yeah. Oh, what about my new catchphrase?
What is it?
I told you last Friday. Remember when I came out in the Bray?
Is it French?
Yeah. You seem very underwhelmed there. You loved it on Friday.
Oh, no, because it's so ingrained in me now.
What do you mean?
Like, I've been using it.
Oh, right.
But is it French?
You didn't see it as new. It's my new thing, so I'll go, yeah, but is it French?
I love it.
But, like, it doesn't even have to make sense in the context of the sentence. So someone could be like, you know, there might be, like, an awkward moment when you're out with friends and there might be, like, an awkward interaction or someone might say something that's kind of shady and it might just get a bit awkward and I just go, Yeah, but it's a French.
That's brilliant.
Laughter ensues. I'm weak. That's my new phrase.
Like, you're chatting to someone online and then they're like, do you want my number? You just reply, but is it French? And then they're going to be like, what?
You have to say, yeah, but is it French? Yeah, comma.
But is it French?
But is it French?
Okay.
Do you love it?
I love it. Well, I was after a few wines when I loved it more.
Yeah, I feel like we hyped it up way too much on Friday. It was as if we came up with a cure for the common cold.
What else happened? What else is going on?
What else is going on? Do we talk about the cat that's gone missing in the estate?
Oh my god, actually, PSA girlies, our housemate Tash came home and we were like, what are you doing?
We thought she was out orienteering for the day because there was like a map in a Polly Pocket. We didn't know what was going on. Also, what do they call Polly Pockets over here?
Polly Pockets?
No, I feel like that's a stunning name that the Irish came up with. I feel like over here they just call it sheet of plastic or something.
Plastic ring folder sheet of plastic thing. Anyway.
Anyway, she came back with it. We thought she was out doing treasure hunts, but it's actually very sad because there's a lost cat in the neighbourhood. But also, we were living for the text on the lost sheet.
The cat is stunning.
The cat's stunning.
And listeners in the Stratford area, listen up, girlies.
So it says, cat's name, colon, he answers to the name of, also, I wish you could get an insight here and witness the change of the colour of the fonts. What would you say that font is? Is it a...
I think they're the same font.
It's the same font, but I'm saying the colour
area
of the
black,
font.
I'd
it's
say.
An area. Anyway, and then it goes into red and it says, answers to the name of tiger or tigre, brackets, Spanish. I'm dead at that. The cat is bilingual.
The cat is bilingual.
We need a bilingual cat if we're getting a cat.
Do you think if you went to find him, he'd have like a gorgeous Spanish owner?
I didn't even think of that. It didn't cross my mind.
Male tabby cat, 8 to 9 years old. I'm sorry, girl, but he's dead. 8 to 9 years old. He went somewhere to pass away peacefully. He's missing a toe from his left paw and he's microchipped. Well, just type in the microchip into Google and go find
What's
him.
What's the story with the microchips if you can't even find your cat?
Don't be getting the budget microchips, girlies. They never work.
What's the microchip for?
To get the vets more money.
It probably is, because surely we should be putting the microchips in and then getting the app for our phone and then going, oh, where's my cat? Oh, there's my cat. Actually, did you see that?
Where's my cat? There's my cat. It's the next single on the EP. Where's my cat? There's my cat. Where's my cat? There's my cat. Anyways, he is a very friendly cat who likes to sleep a lot. He was last seen on the 28th of the 9th, 2020, in the parking spot of the
That's
Stratford
my favourite
Village
bit.
Dentist practice at 6 a.m.
So he has stunning teeth. He was in getting a hygiene check.
No, he was getting knocked down. He was in a parking spot.
Stop saying that, pee.
But like, sorry now, but
yeah,
like,
but the person who owns could be listening and could still have high hopes.
Yeah, okay, we'll keep an eye out. But also, sorry now, if I did come across a stray cat and I saw like tiger or tigre in the street, I wouldn't have a clue what to do. I'd
I
be
wouldn't
petrified.
Know what to do.
Like if I saw a missing dog, I'd know what to do. You go, and then you pick it up, and then you walk it home.
What do you do with a cat?
I feel like you'd have to pounce on it.
You'd actually have to catch it unawares because otherwise, you're not going to get it.
They're going to scurry away. So you'd probably have to like sneak up behind it and like tackle it. So if we do see the cat, what are we going to do?
Psst, 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 psst.
Oh, psst,
yeah.
Psst, psst,
and then you get the pompous pair and you like twiddle it along the floor.
Well, I'm not walking around with a feather in my pocket in case I see the cat.
I feel like a really gratifying act is to find someone's last thing that they've given up hope on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
St. Anthony, St. Anthony.
St. Anthony, St. Anthony, parapapum-pum.
That's it, I think.
Tabby cat. I don't know what a tabby cat is.
Stunning cat.
Jason Derulo.
It's a stunning cat, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was stolen. Do you know what one of my most irrational fears is?
That your cat will be stolen.
Not that my cat will be stolen, as I don't have one. Maybe if I had one, that would be it. But secondly, is if, touch wood, I was to go missing and someone just pulled a random photo of me that they just had on their phones.
Mm.
Like, the thing is, I'm going to have to do with you after the record. I'm going to have to give you pre-approved photos
that you have to
that you're allowed
out.
To use
yeah,
for
exactly.
the side of the milk carton and for social media if I go missing. Don't go trawling through random old photos that you have in random albums. The thing is, if I wanted my photo to be seen by the public, it's already on my gram. Do you know what I mean?
Just take one that I've uploaded to my Instagram because I'm obviously happy with that.
Yeah, now obviously we're not going to be using the ones where we're in our speedos.
Why not?
actually, maybe it could be a good idea to like draw the eye.
Yeah.
Because you'd go like, oh, what's that?
But hopefully you don't go missing. I don't know what I'd do.
I don't know what I'd do either.
I'd probably start like another podcast though.
If you went missing?
No, if you went missing, I'd start a podcast searching for you like.
I would hate that.
I know. And then you'd come back. The quickest way to keep you like fighting for your life would be for me to start a podcast without you, and you'd be raging, and then you'd get away from your kidnapper to come back.
I would be furious. That's actually my second most irrational fear. Is that. And also, I spoke about this before, but my third one would be if I had to describe like the kidnapper. So now if I witnessed you being kidnapped,
yeah, that's my biggest fear.
I wouldn't have a clue. Mm. But also, I feel like if someone was to kidnap me, if they didn't know me and were just like, oh, we're driving past and they said, oh, we'll kidnap him, they'd regret it instantly.
Yeah, because you'd be like, what are you doing? Where are you taking me?
I'd ask too many questions.
I'd be like, does an office smell in the car? Do you have air freshener?
I'd be like, can you wind down the window, please? Very stuffy in the car. Like, I know I've been kidnapped, but yeah. Like, same time, like,
also, can you not put me on my side? Like, I'm fucking so uncomfortable. Just roll me to my back.
And as well, I feel like I'd just be screaming as well.
Or just constant screaming.
Just, I'd be constantly screaming, and I like everything would like, you know how easily startled I get. Can you imagine if it was actually like a real life scenario where something serious was happening and I was being kidnapped? I would be screaming.
Do you know what? I thought they'd be allergic to you, right?
Yeah.
But I think they'd have a skit. I think you'd be kept longer.
It would go one of two ways, wouldn't it?
Imagine they'd be like, oh girls, they paid the ransom now, but isn't he so funny? We just keep him for the laugh.
Are we going to have to put a trigger warning in for people who've been kidnapped?
Who's listening? Who's been kidnapped? Should I gone?
No, because they've been returned.
Oh, yeah.
Or found or whatever.
Anyway, if you're in the Stratford area and you see a stunning tabby cat, it's Tiger, and bring it back to us. We want the reward.
Yeah.
There's no reward, I don't know, so they mustn't love him that much.
That's the thing. It's the reward that would make me go, did you ever see that when you were younger? If there was ever anything up like about a reward and you nearly go, oh, I do that.
But if I did bring back the cat and like say now if it was like 50 quid reward and they were like crying and they were like, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing back the cat. And the daughter's like, oh my God, I couldn't sleep for days. And then they were like, thank you so much. And then I'm just standing there, I'd be like, where's my 50 euro? You know what I mean? Like, how would you bring that up?
Yeah.
How would you bring
because
it up?
Because that's the last thing on their minds as well. But you can't be like, oh, and the money?
So what if they don't offer, right? And you're just standing there and you gave them back the cash and then you're like, where's the 50 quid though?
That's my fourth most irrational fear. All of my fears are to do with this. Oh my God.
My irrational fear is that when I meet people in a room, that 5 minutes later, one of them is just going to turn to me and go, what's my name?
You're the worst
and
of me.
I'm so sorry, I don't know.
It's so funny. I knew you were saying that before it came out of your mind.
I literally think about it all the time. Because I always go, hi, I'm PJ, whatever, PJ, and I get all their names, and then I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck, I don't remember one of them.
You literally, and I used to think I was bad for names, and I love living with you because you're shit for names. So bad.
And my rational fear is that one of them will just be talking, and then they'll stop the conversation, turn to me, and go, PJ, what's my name? And then just go, I'm so sorry.
I've no clue. But that's why I think you always have to give you the caveat when you're meeting the person. I always say, I'm so bad with names.
Yeah.
And I just call them love.
Yeah, I remember your face.
Yeah. Remember faces, not names. Anyway. This is an episode about irrational fears. Yeah, we could do.
We could, Boogeyman. That's the name. That's the title, no?
This week is Boogeyman.
It was not about disco. Okay, confession time, girls.
Confession.
We didn't stay on the roof.
Didn't stay on the roof, but also, sorry, not sorry.
But also, you wouldn't expect us, so would you? You love us too much.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't expect us to last the night.
My back be wrecked.
Your back would be wrecked, and also, I didn't want to jeopardise having a productive day the next day for a bad night's sleep.
Also, it's after getting freezing, right?
It's not. I think it's still quite mild. I think the
is
weather's
that why you leave
miserable.
The bathroom window open the whole time?
No. Why are we bringing up the bathroom window again after talking about it all day?
Kevin be killing me because I shower with the bathroom window closed.
First of all, there's people listening who are audibly gasping right now hearing that you shower with the bathroom window closed.
But I open it afterwards.
That doesn't matter, babe. You need to leave it open from when you go in.
If I wanted an outdoor shower, I'd fucking build an outhouse out the back. You know what I mean?
Well, you wouldn't because you couldn't put up rails in your bedroom, but... But you know what I mean? You need to, because the thing is, when I went away for that like extended Christmas break 2 years ago and I came back, the walls were black with the damp.
Because it was winter and the house is shit.
No, because you didn't ventilate, Dal. But it's true.
Dal, you have to ventilate.
But back home, would you not open the window? See, sometimes I feel like, oh, is he just doing it because he's renting?
No, I do post-shower open the wind.
But you need to do it from the start.
We'll pick this up offline.
But why would you not? You couldn't. The thing is, when you're in the shower, it's warm water coming down on top of you.
But you'd be perished then when you get out.
I think it's stunning having a blast of cold air.
Really?
As you're showering, no?
I love that for you.
Will you actually need to start doing it or we'll have a falling out?
Oh, really?
What are you saying it like that for? We've talked about it today and you're going to do it.
Okay.
Sorry, that sounds like I'm really controlling. But that's actually, that's not me being particular. That's a general thing.
Oh, really? Let's see. Who showers with the window open? Message us.
No, it is a thing though, but anyway.
Let's send to the page.
Huh?
I don't think it is.
Well, if they're not, they should.
Well, if everyone gets back and sends their showers with their clothes, I can shower with their clothes.
Okay. Deal. Actually, yeah. So what are we doing? Instagram poll?
We're going to do a poll.
Poll on Instagram.
If who shower, do you shower with your window open or closed? And if you say closed, I get to keep it closed in the shower.
Okay, but on the condition that when the walls become black with the damp, you'll have to paint it because I'm the one who slaved over the summer painting it.
But let's see what the poll says.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you win it,
yeah,
and if other people...
You can't give like a terms and conditions if
no,
I
there
win.
Is. No, but you'll still get
no,
your
no,
way.
No, there is.
No, there is.
Okay.
You'll be able to close the window, but you'll have to paint the
okay,
wall.
Okay, pinky me.
Oh, pinky. That was hot.
Moving on to this week's team, girlies. What?
The way you snapped.
I love the snap.
Go for it.
This week's theme is iconic duos.
Alexa, play Me and You by Cassie.
I love it.
Love this song.
Me and You, featuring Cassie.
Featuring Cassie.
Spotify.
What? Is it the right song?
Oh. It is the right song. Listen to that. This song gets better with age.
It does. It's like a fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
The iconic duo is her in the dance studio.
Is this a flute? What's that?
What the fuck is that?
No! No!
2020.
Alexa! Stop! Who was that?
What the fuck?
Who was that in our kitchen?
I'm petrified.
Sorry, but that was V-scary. Alexa,
play Cassie on Spotify.
That's hardly going to work. If it does, I'm going to rage.
This is Cassie from Spotify.
Oh, maybe. Yes! I'm kind of raging, but also weak that we got the track.
You don't have to say the title. Alexa knows.
Alexa knows Cassie's pop.
This is Cassie from Spotify.
What? We know, babe. You just said it.
Oh, well, she's given us the intro again, which I'm not mad about. She's locked. Remind me to tell you something about Alexa that I found out during the week.
Okay. Headroll. Headroll.
I think it's kind of killed the song for me. Headroll.
A little bit. Take to the shoulders, girls. Right, left. Here we go. And. Forward at the same time. Down. Up. Down. To the chest. Forward. Back. Forward. Back. Side. 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 Slow ripple. Slap the thighs. Hips. 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 Rock. Rock. Back. Forward. Step to the side and turn. Pull. Strong. Head whip. Head whip. Walk to the mirror.
Walk away. To the mirror.
6, 7, 8, and boom. Scat.
Now, I've been waiting.
Making that move.
Tell me if you like it. I've been waiting.
Make a move now. Baby, tell me if you like it.
Alexa, stop. She listens to me now, babe.
She's mine, so don't.
Well, she's obviously not. She's pure rebellious. Is she going through her teenage years?
It's because I wasn't talking to her all week because she actually scared the shit of me. Because basically, watch this. Alexa.
What are you doing?
What time is it?
This is
That's terrifying. Kevin!
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me the other night because I was just whispering because I was like in bed and I was just like not going shouting at her. And if you whisper, there's a thing called whisper mode, which I never knew about. She whispers back.
That's terrifying.
I didn't sleep.
She sounds like a demon.
She sounds like a demon. I didn't sleep a wink.
I'm going to throw her into the bath.
Just unplug her to be safe. Don't throw her in the bath, babe. That's just silly, actually. Just so you know, obviously, don't ever put electricals in the bath. I think we...
Well, people know not to fucking put an Alexa in the bath when they're in it.
Yeah, but you kind of said you were going to do it.
To kill her.
Yeah, but people listen to us, you see. I feel like we hold.
We got there in the end, girlies. What a bop.
What a bop.
Did you Dirty Money Squad?
What other Cassie bop is there?
Because you got a long way to go.
Because you got a long way to go.
That was her sequel. But I just love Me and You when she goes from sneakers to heels and you know it's about to go
sneakers
off.
Sneakers to heels.
You know she's ready.
She was ready.
She was. It's a good walking bop.
It's a really good walking bop as well.
I do love it.
I don't know too much about Cassie.
So basically after Got a Long Way to Go, she kind of disappeared for a bit.
She went away.
She shaved off half her head and then she got big in the States.
I remember she did something with her hair.
Yeah. She done the half shaved.
Yeah. And then did she release more work?
Stamina.
Sounds stunning.
Do you not know Stamina?
No.
Girlies,
I love it already.
You all have to listen to Stamina.
Will we ask Alexa? Oh, I've her plugged out.
And also, I'm not asking her anything ever again. She's terrifying.
What the heck?
Anyway, girlies, this week's theme is iconic duos. Because everyone's always asking how me and Kevin met and became iconic duos. No, we sound like dickheads. I knew we shouldn't have said iconic duos.
No, I told you. Let's not pick that as the theme.
No, basically, people are always asking about how we met and first impressions of each other.
Yeah.
And then we link that to other duos who are iconic.
Yeah.
That sounds more humble, right?
That's a bit more humble. A bit indulgent, but not overly so.
Also, you know us with the themes, girl. Loose.
Yeah.
They're loose.
Very loose. Oh, we were talking there earlier about how funny that... Was it episode 14 or something? That we did an episode on sleep.
I know.
But it's so funny because I remember at that point we were like, we've exhausted every theme. We were like, let's do one on sleep. How funny that we just did a whole episode on sleep. Anyway, I'll have to give that a listen.
But like, me and Kevin are so confused because, right, we thought that we talked about how we met so many times.
So many times.
But people are saying that we haven't.
People have said that we haven't. And see, we're not good sources to go by because...
We never remember what makes an episode.
We never remember what ends up
in the episode.
So we're going to have to like take your word on it.
And if you do know how we met, don't ruin it for anyone. No spoilers.
I feel like we have said how we met before, but I feel like we brushed over it maybe.
Okay. Well,
maybe that's the issue.
Well, there's not much to tell. Like, it's quite easy. So we would just go for it.
Yeah, but we could talk about our first impressions of each other then.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's a cold winter's night, right?
Is it winter? Autumn.
Let's set the scene. Was it? Okay, it was a cold autumn's night.
It sounds like we're starting off an Irish essay.
Yeah.
You know, the way you'd be like, Iha nivnach sigira gaviam. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like Oscuilga.
Yeah, but no, obviously we're not doing Oscuilga.
Gatubbin.
Gatubbin.
Hit Kevin Aaron new lore. Conic on nachar cara, nos na guiha. That means Kevin. Suddenly, Kevin hit the floor and the ambulance came.
Brish, rack, agus rula bula, and not the close and skulla. Anyway.
Vion, Shroid, or Dufladina. Anyway, Ali McCara. It was a fine autumn's evening. It was cold. It was something.
It was definitely cold. I think I was wearing a hoodie, or you were, but you always wore hoodies back then.
I was teaching hip hop dance classes in the Mairdike Arena in Cork for UCC.
Yeah.
And I was living my best life. I thought I was the bitch. I used to have a little boombox speaker that I carried around with me.
You also had a basic white gay quiff.
I did have a basic white gay quiff.
Which I don't think gets enough airtime. I would love to see the quiff make a comeback. I just think of you now as PJ with the shaved head. I think you would take on a completely new persona if you had a quiff.
You know, I got notions the other night at 3 a.m. and I was Googling how to grow your hair really quickly. And I was like, I'm going to grow my hair really long.
But you can do it now because I feel like that's part of the package.
No, I'm going to grow it a smally bit, I think.
Like, well, that's all going up.
Yeah. Shut up.
When Tommy grows up.
Tommy's always bald, isn't he?
I think when he grows up in the All Grown Up, he has hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's bald because he's a baby.
Ah, that makes sense. Bald babies look so weird, don't they?
Did they?
Just like, why don't they have hair? Like, anyway, I was doing my dancing bits with my check shirt tied around my waist.
You did.
Like I always do. And then it's usually all girls there, obviously, because it was like a hip hop dance class, and like all the lads were shitting to come in because they're fragile masculinity. In walks in Kevin Toomey.
So at this point, I was already dancing with the Jazz Society. I know you mightn't think it, girls. I'm very MT, very jazzy. Love a kickball change. Love a jazz rondo jump. I love a change of weight.
You do.
A pounce on the foot. You know what I mean? And I remember I was thinking, I want to switch it up. I want to make it a bit more...
urban.
Urban.
I hate when people say urban.
I was going to say groovy, but also I don't know
groovy.
What to say. But you know what I mean? I remember some of the girls who were going to your class were like, oh my God, it's a scream. You got to go. And also, I had seen on Facebook, because obviously we were both dancing, but we never met each other before. But I knew people who danced with you and had done your choreography. PJ at the time had a dance crew going... call Paroxysm, right? Loving the name. Very much chaotic. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I'd love to, I don't know, be able to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the thing was, people kind of knew I danced, right? And I was always thinking like, oh, if I was ever in the club and like, you know, like a circle formed around me, I'd be able to whip out a routine. But like, I'm not going to be able to whip out like...
Kicks across the floor
or like pas de bourrée, double pirouette.
Well, that would kind of be iconic.
Also iconic, but as well like...
not back in the day.
I want to be able to switch you from Liza to like, you know, step up to the streets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wanted to give you both. I wanted to be more versatile.
More versatile.
So that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to PJ's hip-hop class in UCC. So basically as well, yeah, I was in UCC at the time studying Commerce of French.
And then I was in the class and I was kind of up to 90 because I never had really a boy, like, in my class.
A hot boy.
Not hot.
Nah.
You're way hotter now.
Was I hot at the time at all?
You got way hotter when you came out as gay, I think.
But what was your impression of me at the time? Did you know I was gay?
I knew you were kind of gay.
What you mean?
As in, like, I was like, this guy's obviously gay, which kind of, that's what was making me nervous, because I was like, he's gonna
know. I made
know.
You nervous.
Because I was like, he's gonna know I'm gay, you know, because I was in the closet. Okay. So I was like, fuck, he's gonna know I'm gay now because he's gay.
Yeah.
But then I found out that you're not out, so I was like, well, like, I found out that you weren't gay, quotation marks,
yeah.
Air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember doing the class and just being like, oh, you're lovely, and you kept coming back to my classes.
Well, what I did was, I did that class, and I remember... I was very much out of my comfort zone. Do you know what I mean? And I did feel a bit awkward.
I push my pupils, girlies. I just like to challenge them. You know what I mean?
But I remember, even in the warm-up, I was a bit like, oh my God, I'm like a gum. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like jazz as well is kind of a bit more upright. There's a bit more posture to it.
Yeah.
There's a bit more carriage in the arm. Whereas you were telling me to let go of all of my training. You were saying, forget your foundations. We're going to get your body to move in a new way.
I didn't say that.
No, but that's the way I felt. Because everything was very bouncy. There was a lot of bend in the knees, which in ballet we would have called a plié. But you were saying, no, we're going to make a parallel. We're throwing out the rule book, honey. And I was going, wow, this is all kind of alien to me. And I couldn't, like, I don't know. I still even think I'm a bit... I'm still very jazzy.
You're still very jazzy.
Yeah, but I remember I was like doing it and I was like, actually, this is a scream as well. And as well, because the songs we were doing it to, I was living for the gay boss.
Yeah,
box.
I was living for the gay boss.
So that's what caught me unaware with you. I was like, you gave me a lot of masculine energy. Because as well, I think a lot of the guys that I would have danced with up until then were like similar to myself, very MT, very jazzy, very Liza.
Very Liza.
Whereas, as I mentioned, you were kind of giving me a bit more of a rougher vibe.
Oh,
yeah,
I
would say rougher. You were mad into your baggies. I used to always do my Leos and my skin tights. I did. And you were like, oh, you want to wear baggy? And then I was like, I don't know. I thought you were very, and I use this with air quotes. There's going to be a lot of air quotes in this episode, apparently. Cool.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah, I thought you were cool.
You always describe me as cool, and it makes me like mortified.
It makes you sound like the less cool person.
It makes me sound like the nerdiest person ever.
But I remember I was like, oh my God, this is a scream. But one thing you did in the class, and in my first class, which traumatized me, and I was like, I'll never be able to go back. You used to get us to dance it in like tiny groups, and then he'd get us to all sit along the mirror. This is chaotic. And used to be like, okay, pick out the person who caught your eye. And then PJ would give... Now, it's actually great because as a teacher, you were doing great work and you were going above and beyond.
But also, calm down.
But also calm your tits.
We're in Cork and we're all just going there for a laugh. Me, if you want to make it. if you want to be somebody, you're going to want to go somewhere. You're going to wake up and pay attention.
But I remember as well, you used to give us all feedback. And I remember my first class, you were like, yeah. And you were really like kind of supportive. You know what I mean? You were like, you can tell you were like, you picked up the choreography and stuff, but you were like, you need to work at loosening up. And I remember being like... And I went away and I remember the whole week in my head I was kind of going, I need to loosen up. And I was pure like going around the place, you know, trying to be a bit freer. Do you know what I mean? Use. Like, I don't know, carrying my backpack on the one shoulder.
Oh, hey.
You know what I mean? Just being a bit more...
Loosey goose. I feel like that's not the first time you heard that feedback in your career, was it?
No.
To loosen up.
But I'm just an uptight person in general.
I love to see you do the jazz, so I think you're fab.
You love me doing the jazz.
I love you in jazz.
And I love you doing the hip-hop-y.
We need to calm down.
But also, so that was kind of the first encounter. And I remember, because this is something we get a lot as well, which is just weird. Not weird, but people are like, oh my god, gay lads, friends, what's the story?
Yeah.
Kevin's obviously a fla, does PJ fancy him? And I can only speak from my perspective... This is so weird because this is if I'm like really opening up to you and like admitted something that I haven't before.
Go on.
But I'm not going to say
you
I fancied
me.
You.
Oh my god, you love
no,
me.
But I remember there was definitely an appreciation there. First of all, because I thought you were a phenomenal dancer. And also, and then I'm not saying I was attracted to you again because I feel like this is the end of the podcast because I feel like I'm making things very weird.
Are you trying to kiss me? Help.
No, I feel like I'm attracted to people who can A, dance well. Mm-hmm. That's hot, right?
Yeah, that is hot.
And secondly, you could tell you were very motivated. Do you know what I mean? I was like, here's this guy. He's the same age as me. He started doing his own classes. I knew through the grapevine you were already looking to go to London. So I was like, that's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't attracted to you.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Because I was kind of like, not to make it weird as well.
What?
No, but I wasn't like physically attracted to you.
But you were into it.
But I was like, oh, he seems like an open-minded person.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, everyone loves him. He's hilarious.
Oh, my girl, he's had my back.
And, like, you were very... I remember you being very polite.
Oh, but you know what?
And a scream.
Put that in my gravestone, because that's something I want to be remembered by.
But then as well, you were very... Like, because me, I didn't know Kevin that long at all, right? But we got close quite quick when we were in Cork.
Yeah, I decided that the one class a week wasn't enough for me. PJ was also doing a drop-in class at the Karate Clinic on Shandon Street.
It's the Karate Club.
What's it called?
The Karate Clinic.
Oh, sorry. No, but it's because the name of your school was the Choreo Clinic.
I love to brand everything, girlies.
But he literally had t-shirts out and all. I said the place wasn't open the wet week. And basically, I started doing that class as well during the week. And yeah, and I think I remember there was one time then we were like, we go for drinks after the class or something.
Yeah,
was it?
We used to always do this. We ended up all becoming friends then. We used to like go to the class
and then drink in the
and then go for a few drinks.
Can we say that?
No, I don't think so. We used to have a few drinks after.
Well, what's they gonna do?
What if I want to do a workshop and I go back?
we used to have our pre-drinks inside the club when we finished the class.
And we used to have a scream. And then, like, it was the year when everything was happening. So, like, if we ever went out as a dance college, like, you'd come with us.
Yeah. I was like a batsman, was I?
No, you were legit. And then it was my, I was doing this fundraiser skitting. Like, obviously, because, like, I got into a dance academy in London. And I was like, how am I going to afford to go?
Yeah.
No money. So I was, like, doing everything. So I was teaching, like, workshops. And I was, like... doing like children's classes. And then I was having this fundraiser. I was working this hotel in Montanelli in Cork. And
they get great airtime off us.
I know. They gave me the function room anyway for free before they got it all done up and got snobby. This was back in the day. And
they lost the run of themselves.
They gave me the function room for free to have my fundraiser skitting, like the things that I should have been fundraising for now in the world. And I was fundraising for me to go to London to go to dance college.
But still, it was your dream and you wanted to make it
happen. I thought I was Honey Daniels. And put on, like, was choreographing the whole show, and then I asked you to MC it.
And you swear I had been asked to present the Royal Variety Show. I remember being like, this is a huge honour. It's a big ask of me. I'd never really hosted anything, do you know what I mean? I was a child.
But it was, you were unreal. But, do you know, people still talk about how unreal you were at hosting my fundraiser in Cork.
But the thing was, I was like, well, you've asked me to do it, and I hadn't really met your family... Really, at that point, the only friends I knew were the other ones who were dancing. I was like, It's a big ask. And also, I did feel like there was a lot in the line, because I really was like, when you decided that you wanted to go in, because I was the one like going to your classes and was like, oh my god, you're this amazing dancer. I was like, this is a very ass-licky episode.
Very ass-licky episode.
Is it a bit disgusting?
A bit.
But anyway. Anyway, girly, stick with us. But I remember I was like, oh, I'd love for him to go in. So anyway, I was like really committed to the cause. You know me, girlies, I love my charity work.
And you also just were delighted because it was like a part, you on stage and it was all about you.
It wasn't about me, it was about your sponges.
I know, but you also got to like perform.
When do we talk about the bit that you use the money to buy new trainers? PJ, a week later after the fundraiser, bearing in mind, we'll go back to the fundraiser, but just to cut forward to a week later, PJ had up on his Snapchat story, two new pairs of shoes, and I got, is he serious?
We needed them for college.
You didn't need Air Jordans for the college.
I never owned a pair of Air Jordans in my
life. You do, because I screenshot and I sent it into one of my WhatsApp groups and I said, look what he's spending the fundraising money on. And I dragged you. But anyway, we did have a scream the night of the fundraiser.
And Kevin has like a script that he wrote for it, and it's so funny you have to read it out.
Basically, when I was home over the summer, I was like clearing out one of the drawers in my room, and I had found, now I went overboard. I had like five typed pages of like sheets of like potential jokes and like icebreakers and little like games we could do and like little things we could do in case there was any technical difficulties. Bearing in mind, also would like to say, was also dancing in session.
You also danced in the fundraiser. Jesus, babe, you had a crazy night.
I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone.
We remember that song that was out ages ago. I love that song.
We were obsessed
Icona
with
pop.
Well, you did do a routine to it. Where would I find? I took a picture. Did I send it?
Yeah, you sent it to me on WhatsApp. Let's try and find it there and pause
one
it.
1 second. Right, have it. Obviously, not going to read out the whole thing because it's a long...
It's a show.
It's it's a long set. But anyway, starts off, fat penguin, right?
What?
No one reacts. Then I say, just thought I'd say something to break the ice.
Jesus.
Now, saying it back now, I want to vomit. But on the night, it definitely...
It did, definitely went down well.
It produced a reaction. Anyway, then cut into like me giving a bit of background about how I met PJ like literally 3 months previous and he was already asking me to host his show or whatever. But
did I have any friends?
Did you have any friends, I'm wondering?
Anyway.
But one of the running jokes I had in it that I had started before the fundraiser, I was telling everyone in Cork that PJ stood for Penelope Jacobs.
You know, that still really annoys me.
I have you on my phone as Penelope Jacobs.
Kevin just decided it one day. It's actually a form of bullying.
But I actually think if PJ didn't stand for Patrick Jeremiah, and it could stand for something else.
I actually would love it to stand
now
for
you
Penelope
love it.
Jacobs.
But I think at the time, fragile masculinity.
Fragile masculinity.
That's the thing, girls. A lot of the time it comes down to that. What else did we go down to? Oh, and then I was taking the piss out of the fact that you had started the dance group called Paroxysm. And I thought everyone was like, oh, it sounds really cool. But I was like, nobody actually knows what it means. So I was like, I'm going to, you know, reveal all. And basically I said, this is a group that PJ and his friends started. And PJ choreographs and manages the group. If you Google the word paroxysm, the results come up as... Noun. A sudden attack or violent expression of a particular emotion or activity. Or two. A sudden recurrence or attack of a disease, a sudden worsening of symptoms. I said, which definition is more accurate? You decide. Tonight, they're performing a collection of their greatest hits, Paroxysm.
Iconic. Girls, hire him for your next gig.
But the thing was, I remember, was a halfway through the set, someone came up to me and was like, you are deep throat in the microphone. And I remember then that threw me off.
Also, like, you weren't, you were really good.
Was I?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, literally, like, I was awed by how good you are. I was like, it's my fundraiser and you're better than me.
Stop it, you.
No, you were so good.
It was really good.
Yeah. Anyway.
But you were really good and you'd, like, put the whole thing together and I was like, oh my God.
We love each other, girls.
And I, but like, to be fair, I was like, look at this and we've raised all this money and you bought your shoes.
And then I went to London. Oh, no. No, no.
We need to talk about the going away present.
So, right, then obviously, because, like, there's this dramatic thing. If you're a dancer from, like, any small town in Ireland, girls, you know, when you're leaving to go to your dance college, it's like the world is ending.
Yeah.
You have a million going away party. You think when you land here, you're going to become the next fucking, I don't know, Channing Tatum or something. So you have all these going away parties. And I had a going away party where everyone was like, oh, I'm going to miss you so much. Like, they'll all get me, like, presents and stuff.
Idina Menzel. I was instead of Channing Tatum. But go on.
Who's Idina Menzel?
What?
Oh, from Wicked.
Not just Wicked, babe. That's one of our many credits.
Rachel Berry's mum.
Yes! Rachel Berry, by the way. I never knew she was from Cork. Rachel Berry from Glee.
But anyway, it's so extra and everyone's like getting all emotional.
Yeah.
Kevin rocks up to my going away drinks. Like all the lads from home and like all the girls. He got me a pic collage of like all pictures of me that he got from my social media.
And I had loads of quotes written on them. No,
it
wasn't even that.
It was.
First of all, it wasn't just pics that I'd gotten of you. There was pics of us in it too, obviously.
Oh, was there?
But there was one or two group pics and stuff.
Okay.
There was that picture of you doing the back catch. Remember when you were doing it up against the window?
Yeah.
PJ was like grabbing his leg from behind, but he could kind of do it, but not really. That was in it. And then there was disgusting, chaotic quotes. There were,
like,
they were.
Was it like, follow your dreams? Or...
And like, don't wait for the storm to pass, learn to dance in the rain.
Oh, that's...
Just stupid shit that at the time I was thinking, this is so sentimental, he's going to be bawling crying.
No, just to remind everyone, we're both still in the closet, like heavily in the closet here.
Both very much homosexuals. No, we were hetero. Sorry, we were hetero.
No, we were homos.
Were we hetero or homo?
We were homos in the hetero world.
Yeah, exactly that. We weren't out.
No.
No, and then we'll say, would we just cut forward to you moving away?
Yeah, moved away then.
And then you moved away and then we...
Drifted for a base, but always kind of like knew each other.
Knew that you were there. I remember you came home and you would do like a class and I would do it. Or we would find each other out in the tiles.
Yeah, we'd always see each other on the tiles.
Yeah, and also because you went the year before me and I came, I was auditioning that year then when you were already over there.
And you stay with us and stuff.
And I stayed with you and Seven Sisters and I thought, you know what, the dream is over. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to live here.
The first apartment I lived in London, lads.
Crack den.
It was like a crack den.
Cracked. Can we say crack den on the pod?
I don't know, I don't think so.
Well, it was. I think crack dens would be offended at me referring to where you lived as a crack den because it was
disgusting.
It's being unfair to them.
But yeah, so it really scared Kevin when he came to audition.
But I remember I was just scared. I was kind of scared of London in general.
Mm-hmm.
London can be very daunting, like, when you're going over kind of by yourself. You know
yeah,
I mean?
No, it can, like.
It can be. I tip my hat off to anyone going away, following their dreams, and, you know, just trying to make things happen by themselves. Because I'm like, you know what? Fortune favours the brave.
And girlie's like, we're not trying to put you off it. Like, go follow the dreams.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if you don't end up doing what you set out to do... You loads of opportunities will open up just because you like were brave and went for something.
Yeah. So that's basically kind of how we met.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, basically.
Bye.
But that is it, right?
No, that is how we met.
I feel like I just feel such a sense of relief of getting that out there because if we receive one more DM of people going, how did you meet?
We're blocking you. I'm sorry.
You're getting blocked, actually.
Because the last day I snapped in the Q&A episode when someone asked us.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, why did PJ snap? Because we never heard the story. And
oh,
I goes, oh, Sammy.
Was it. That was why I was thinking we had revealed it twice.
No.
So that's definitely it. But that's like in, like... Like, that's a very...
That's
like,
it.
Detailed description
no
of
No more questions.
Met. No more questions, Your Honour.
Okay, I think we need to talk about actual iconic duos now. Because we just spoke about us for half the episode.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I know, but like actual iconic
yeah,
duos.
Actual iconic duos. Who is there?
There's... Like, I know they're obviously 90s sensations, but like...
Yeah.
T and Tamara,
yeah. You have them. I was going to say Tom and Jerry.
You love Tom and Jerry.
But when you think about it, if you were to say like two names that just go together, kind of like Tom and Jerry.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. Bugs and Daffy. Why am I not animated?
I don't know. You love cartoons, do you?
I loved cartoons growing up.
Really?
Oh my god. Used to run down the stairs on a Saturday morning to make sure I got the remote control because if my brother got down first, he'd have claim over it and we'd be watching WWE all morning.
Nah.
And I wasn't able for it. There was only so much I could look at the rest of us and be like, oh my god, this could be hot. But at the same time, I wanted my cartoons on a Saturday morn.
You do, you need them.
I wanted my Satitude.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What other iconic duos?
What other iconic duos are there? People. With the cock destroyers. I can't really do the accent, can
I? I don't think the girlies will know who they are. They
will. The cock destroyers are like Universal.
Oh yeah, they are.
And Breaking Boundaries.
They are stunning. I do love them.
Sophie Anderson and Rebecca...
Ferguson. That's her name?
No, it's Rebecca Moore. Oh my God, we love them.
We love them.
What other iconic duos are there? People.
Okay, people.
Or otherwise. What, you're saying like peanut butter and jelly? I didn't get that. I don't know why that came into my head because I've never had it.
I was thinking more like tails and bread and butter.
Yeah.
Is that very like boring, very, oh, I'm Irish, look at me.
Yeah, but it's a good starting point.
Do you know what's a classic Irish thing that no one's talking about?
Well,
chipsticks and Club Orange.
Thank you for saying it.
That's stunning.
I tip my hat to you, sir.
You have to stick as many chipsticks in your mouth as you can.
Well.
And then you go
you
for Club Orange. Because you need them all to disintegrate into a big blob in the middle of your mouth.
I used to think, I kind of had a love-hate relationship with chipsticks. Because they were, those and Monster Munch were the worst for getting stuck in the back of your teeth.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
They're so bad.
Those, Monster Munch and Holy Communion, the back of your teeth. They'd be there for days. There was nothing worse.
Nothing worse.
And it was at a time when we all had the manual toothbrushes. You couldn't do much with them.
What else? Other iconic duos, come on.
What about a rogue entry from Chicken? Hear me out on this. Chicken and Limbo. Chicken Limbo. Does anyone remember Chicken Limbo? All my Fisher-Price girlies, where you at?
What do you mean?
Limbo.
Like the game.
You know the Limbo where you do the backbend under the stick?
Yeah, what's Chicken have to do with it?
There was a game called Chicken Limbo and we used to always play it out down Delaney's back. But I think it was my Chicken Limbo set. I used to like always like go off the rails when it came to Christmas and get the most stupid gifts.
Oh really?
But Chicken Limbo actually wasn't stupid because we had hours of fun.
There are some chaotic games, like that's dangerous, right?
That's a dangerous game.
But you know what game? Definitely murdered a few kids.
Oh.
Swing Ball.
Swing Ball.
There was definitely a few times like Lindsay belted the tennis ball and it wrapped around my neck like and nearly choked me to death.
Not a sponsored post for Swing Ball and Chicken Limbo, by the way. Also, on iconic duos, I feel we can't let this section go amiss without giving a mention to one of my favourite X Factor auditions of all time, and that is none other than the iconic Abby Lisa.
Who?
Please tell me you remember Abby Lisa Shane Ward, that's my goal.
No.
They were chaotic pairing. They were like best friends, I think, right? But they came out and it was at the time when in the live auditions they had like a guest judge
okay.
on the panel.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be Natalie Imbruglia on this occasion, right? And basically they did a shit audition. And at the end, Natalie Imbruglia was like, oh, like, you know, not impressed at all. She was
yeah.
like, that's kind of shocking. And then I think it was Abby, well, the same person in my eyes, but one of them just goes, sorry, but who are you?
I know this. And then the other one snapping.
And the other one then gives her a smack in the face.
Pops boxes all around the gaff.
She literally slaps her into next week. It's honestly, girls, if you haven't seen it yet, watch it. And even if you've seen it already, go back and watch it again.
I want that album.
Where are they now? I do remember, actually, one of them went and did Page 3. I think it was the one who gave your one a box. Because if I remember so correctly... she was wearing a pair of boxing gloves around her neck in the pic.
I'm dead.
Hilarious.
Okay, girls, so iconic duos are obviously instantly recognisable and you always associate one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
So like...
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, or like iced coffee and like oat milk.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like people too obvious, but like I'm dying for an iced coffee and oat milk right now.
Well, it would be espresso and oat milk, wouldn't it? Would be the duo.
Okay, whatever, if you want to get technical. Anyway, so we have a list of iconic duos here that we're going to test each other on. So we have separate lists of.
Yeah. Once we're on the subject of espresso and oat milk, it's espresso, it's not expresso. It's the Tesco espresso. It's espresso. Sorry, that's one of my pet peeves. But anyway, continue.
I'm glad you got that off your chest. Are you ready?
Are you? Wait, yeah. Wait.
So I'm going to do one, then you get it right, and then you do one. You know what I mean?
Well, I might get it right. Is there a right and wrong answer, or is it just word association, the first thing that pops into my head?
No, you need to name the duo.
The duo.
The other pair.
Okay.
So if I said Kevin, you'd say PJ.
Yes. Or give me another example, because that's obviously a really silly example.
If I said Mary-Kate, you'd say Ashley.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bonnie.
Clyde.
Thelma.
Louise.
Batman.
Robin.
Good. Hannibal Lecter.
I don't know. The mask.
Who he eats?
The lambs.
I suppose, yeah, I'll give you that. It's Clarice. Hello, Clarice.
I didn't know that. I don't like scary movies, so I never really watched it.
Oh, really?
I know the general, like, concept of the show.
Paris Hilton.
Nicole Richie.
Good, that's hot. Podrick.
Cowslick. Was I meant to say me?
What does cowslick mean?
He the cowslick growing up, he can never shift it.
Phil.
Lil.
Good. I thought you were going to say Nuala, but alright.
Oh my god, I missed a trick there. And Nuala. Also, I would just like to say, Nuala sent my mam a card for her birthday last week, and at the end, the sign off was from your partner in crime.
And I wanted to cry, did you?
Yeah, it was so cute.
That was so cute.
But my mam didn't have her reading glasses on, so she didn't know who it was.
Oh, yeah, she thought it was like some random from her past, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Fred Astaire.
And Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, girl, well done.
I love my old school.
You were very good at that.
Okay, now your turn. Right, okay.
I'm actually going to try. Okay. Really hard.
Mario.
Luigi.
Yeah. The fox.
And the oven. What the fuck is the fox about, like?
The Fox and the Hound, one of the saddest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Why? Because the fox is hunted.
Yeah. But I think at the end, they actually
make get married. Friends.
They make friends again at the end. Oh, which obviously isn't a realistic depiction of nature, because that's not what happens. Thunder.
Lightning.
Popeye.
Spinach.
Yeah, I actually will give you that.
Who was it?
Olive, the
Who's
friend.
That?
There was Popeye and Olive.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought Popeye was kind of a zaddy.
I was kind of into it, like, especially when he ate the spinach.
Poor spinach Popeye, like, I would be all about that. Except then, would he have it in his teeth?
Would he have it in his teeth? That's
what I
was
my
thinking.
Only concern.
Yeah.
But, like, before it, he's a bit of a twink. And then when he has the spinach, he turns into a bit of a zaddy.
But does he have many teeth?
I don't know. He gives me Jean-Paul Gaultier vibes.
Oh, my God. Very JPG.
That's a collab waiting to happen.
Okay. Dorothy.
Perkins.
I'll give you that as well.
Love it.
I'll give you that.
The clothes?
I was looking for Toto.
Oh, Dorothy Perkins and any woman in Cork. That's a duo. Okay, girls, it's time for Mam Knows Best. Let's get this advice. Let's heal the world. Right, first up is Neil Kirby.
My question today is how to deal with a close friend who isn't respecting your time and always cancelling plans. Oh, well, dear listener, we all have commitments with our daily routine and work commitments, but also need downtime as we are social beings and need friends and companions unless we choose otherwise. Now you say it's a close friend, so there is some rapport there. Again, I would say talk to them, as there must be some reason that plans are cancelled, and just come to some arrangement to make one definite day or night for the moment. Then, as things improve, as I'm sure it will, make further plans. Maybe your friend has something bothering them, which is difficult to share. Do talk and good luck.
Oh.
I think my mum's so funny because she always just assumes the best in people. Like, she just assumes how the friend wasn't, like, not able and going to cancel. She's like, there's obviously something going
yeah.
on that's wrong, so just give him a chance and reschedule.
Yeah, I do think she's quite diplomatic in that sense, in this, or that she sees the good in everyone.
Yeah.
But see, in my opinion, right, because I've had this issue with people before,
mm-hmm.
And I think that time is one of our most, or like one of my most like valued resources, right?
Exactly. No, and like, I agree.
Maybe not so much at the moment, we have a bit more free time and stuff, but like, say now, like, if you're busy before all this was going on, everything that's happening in the world, and like you like arranged to meet up with someone, or like you've arranged plans to meet up with someone, you've like jigged your week around a bit, like, and then if they cancel on you, right, fair enough if it's once off, then I would, what I would do in that sense is I would leave it to that person to organize the plans for the next time, and I'd be like, okay, you try and sort something out, but you'll have to work around me and my schedule.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And I think you know as well deep down, like, if someone's canceling for a genuine reason,
yeah,
and you'll see patterns. So go with what you feel like. If you feel like they're, you're just not a priority and they're kind of taking your time for granted, then just stop making the effort.
Yeah, your mum's a lovely person.
I know, isn't she? But like, she's so lovely. She just always sees the good in someone, like, no matter what.
See, I would do as well, but then there's like, it's the whole thing of once, okay, it's like twice.
Fool me once, shame on you. Yeah, fool me twice, shame on me.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
What did Britney say again?
It's Britney, bitch. On to your mam, girly.
Okay, Phil Toomey coming at us with another year of knowledge because she celebrated her birthday during the week.
Woo, don't look a day over 20, girl.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is from a girl who's 26, moved out of home. She has her own place, but for the moment, she's moved back in with the mum and dad and subletting to make a couple of bob. And I'd say the constant questioning is driving her daft. You know, along the lines of, where are you going? Who are you going to meet? What time will you be back? That sort of thing. And I appreciate, you know, it must be very difficult. You're used to your own space, your privacy, and then all of a sudden, mum and dad are on your back. But it's not that they're doing it in any way to annoy you, I'm sure. I have a daughter, she's away, and she comes back a couple of weekends a month, and I would always ask her, what's up, where are you off to, what time will you be back, are you staying overnight, will I keep a dinner? It's just something mums and dads do, and you know, you might be 26, but we don't think of that. You know, we don't say, oh, you're now 26, I won't be asking you anything, you're grand. You know, we just like to know that you're safe and that you're okay. And I suppose in times of COVID, maybe too, maybe they're a bit anxious as to who you're meeting and, you know, could you bring it back? I'm not really sure, but, you know, the fact that you're under their roof now, that may be the trade-off. Now, you could also sit down and say it nicely. You know, I'm 26 years of age. I can more or less look after myself. Appreciate that you have me staying in the house and that, but honestly, I'm fine. So maybe ask them to, you know, stop with the questions, but it'll work out and don't dwell too much in it. You know, we're not going to have this COVID around forever and enjoy. Maybe it's a bit of a special time now that you have with them and enjoy it. As opposed to it annoying the hell out of you. But sometimes too, we do just have to, I suppose, you know, suck things up. Okay, good luck.
Okay.
That's fair enough, though. It is hard, like, living back with your parents. You know, like, even if I visit home, like, if you visit home and then you're there for a long period of time, especially over Christmas or something like that. By the end of it, I am like, Mom, I'm just going out. Like, I go out all the time.
Doesn't mean you don't love your parents, right? Yeah. Because I'm such a home bird.
Same.
Mad about my family, mad about my mum, mad about my dad. But once you get a taste of the freedom, girlies, once you get a sense of independence for yourself, I do think, like, I know when I've reached my limit at home and I'm okay, it's time to go back to my own space. But yeah, I think, you know what, dear one, like, you've obviously just moved back home temporarily. It is going to be only temporarily.
Yeah.
At the same time, you are under your parents' roof. You should probably respect their rules. I suppose if the worst they're doing is asking you where you're going, you're getting off lightly.
And as well, if you get a bit overwhelmed, just go out, pop in the podcast, girly, go for a stroll, just enjoy yourself and come back.
And then if your dad keeps asking you, like, oh, where are you off to? Just say to get some D, and that will shut him up. Just traumatise him a bit. Then he won't ask again. Do you know what I mean? Because you are 26. You're well within your right to go off and get the D. So,
no, that is chaotic advice. But also, if you do it, let us know how it goes.
Let us know, because we would love to know how it goes down.
During that whole Man Knows Best section, I was so distracted by your eyelashes. Your eyelashes are a thing of beauty.
Sometimes they just do their own thing.
Do you know the way porn stars make like molds of their willies for like sex toys? I think you should make molds of your eyelashes for fake inserts for your new merch.
Fake eyelashes?
Yeah.
And you won't believe this, right? I think we've simply spoken about the eyelashes before, but I don't touch them with a curler. I don't put any product. I don't think there is any product
mascara on them.
Oh yeah, I don't put any oils or anything. No, but you know what I mean. I don't do anything to them.
Yeah, you don't condition them or anything.
Don't do anything, and they just.
They are stunning, babe.
Oh, you're as good to see that.
No, I can't. Like, no, all I'm seeing is eyelash. Like, I can't notice any other feature on your face. I can just. You're just like a big eyelash to me now. Do you ever notice one feature on somebody's face and then you just can't see any other feature?
You can't stop focusing on that one thing. Now, I love you for saying it, right? But I'm a bit on the fence as to where I sit when people tell me that my best feature is my eyelashes. Because I'm going, okay, that's so lovely of you to give me this compliment.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, okay, so you're saying the best thing about me physically is the hair that's coming off my eyelids. Do you know what I mean?
It is actually very rude.
I mean, if someone's saying your eyes are stunning, I'd be like, oh my God.
But it's your eyelashes.
But people go, oh, well, you have stunning eyelashes. And I'm going...
It's like someone going to me, PJ, your toenails are stunning.
It's actually the exact same thing. Do you know what I mean?
I love it, but they are gorgeous.
Thank you, and I'll take it for what it is. Anyway.
Give me the flutter.
I'm going to have to look away and then look back over the left shoulder.
Okay, you look kind of crazy.
No, that was that actually isn't what I do. I was actually, I think the pressure, I was hyping it up in the moment.
You look like you were having a seizure.
1 second. That's how I look, you know, when I swim without goggles.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1 second.
Go on, go again.
You come up out of the water. 1 second. Who, me?
You're just blinking.
No, but what am I going to do?
We'll try. Anyway, girlies, we'll put it up on the Patreon. We'll put Kevin's flutter up on the Patreon.
No, we won't.
And you can judge for yourselves.
We won't be putting it up on the Patreon, by the way. But anyway, that's the episode for this week, girlies.
And girlies, we're going to leave you with the biggest iconic duos, which are Phil and Nuala.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We didn't even mention them when we were talking iconic duos.
Because they're the grand finale. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're mentioning them now.
They're the finale.
Yeah.
Curtain call.
Curtain call. Take your bow, mammies.
Love it. Anyway, girls, thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks so much for tuning in, girlies. We love you loads.
Have a lovely week. It is starting to get a bit colder. Make sure you wrap up well. But also make sure you open the window when you're having your shower. Oh, yeah. We must put that poll up during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember to do that.
Yeah.
Have a stunning week, girlies.
Go on, girlies. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.